Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Clift reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive towards the mound. Wagner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing center field. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball towards center. Criscola settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Criscola. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Lupien moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lupien scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hollingsworth moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hollingsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Soondra now pitching. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-2 in the game. Conroy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Soondra fields it and throws to first for the out. Conroy moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pesky. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-1 in the game. Criscola takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. Criscola moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lobbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff juggles the ball. That's an error on Cliff. Williams moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soondra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Conroy moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Clift goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.